You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. With the growth that we are experiencing in the Treasure Valley, housing and specifically affordable housing are always topics of importance and concern. The Idaho Building Contractors Association is a hidden tool. It exists locally, statewide, nationally, the Building Contractors Association, to keep housing affordable and reasonable. By zoning in on specific counties in Idaho, they've created a community that makes up a foundation of the building industry. And on the less exclusive and more public side of things, they've got a big event that you may have heard of, and that's called the Parade of Homes. We'll talk about that. Today, we've got Tyson Garten with us to tell us a little bit more about what the BCA is, what it does, and how to get involved. Tyson, how are you?
Good, George. Thank you.
What do you do for a living? How do you spend your days?
A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. I
wow.
do all the marketing and all the heating and air conditioning around the Treasure Valley.
I was going to say, when is it not a busy season for you?
Lately, it hasn't
okay.
stopped.
And with the fluctuating temperatures, et cetera, yeah. especially AC now. Okay. Can you give us the 101 on a Building Contractors Association? What is the BCA?
So the BCA, first and foremost, is a nonprofit political association. Mm-hmm. We work with the builders and home buyers, and we're kind of the advocacy for them to we fight to keep affordable homes in Idaho.
And when you hear and read what we hear and read, and goodness knows there's a lot of reporting on housing and growth and what is affordable, the builders, the contractors, the subcontractors, you're looking through a very particular lens. This is the world that you're in, right?
That's right.
And, you know, we can talk about mortgages and rents all day long, but there's all kinds of ways of making something, quote unquote, affordable.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the things that we keep a pulse on is regulations, mm-hmm. codes. We have a standard code here in Idaho, and it mirrors all of the states around us. And they're constantly trying to add regulation, which drives up the cost of homes,
sure.
Changing codes and making standards higher. And so we're kind of that voice that's going to get in there and figure out what should change, what could change, what shouldn't change. A lot of homeowners don't know that.
And can I assume that the code is revisited then on a pretty regular basis?
And, yes,
and,
every year.
And negotiated, I guess, is the right word?
That's correct.
So, again, to that end, you can reduce the cost to the buyer when it comes to construction. You can help reduce that cost through negotiating that code.
Absolutely.
Right? You're a member of the Snake River Valley Building Contractors Association.
Yes.
And that serves who? Which
so that's counties? That's Canyon County, Gem, Owyhee, and Payette.
Why should people know about that?
Well, because what they don't know, they don't know. And they rely on us. They can call our office. They can go to our website to visit what we're doing at the legislative level, mm-hmm. Working with codes and regulations. You know, there was one that was kind of came down the pike here recently about insulation.
Yeah.
And after further investigating, it would have saved homeowners $7 a year. That's probably not a regulation we're going to be behind and get behind because of the cost of writing that new code.
Exactly. God knows the man hours
yes.
spent on that
yes.
is nowhere near $7. And again, the BCA, it's an association, so members are – what types of members do you have?
So we have a whole variety. Obviously, builders, developers, mm-hmm. tradesmen, anyone that the housing or the building industry affects are our members, and we're made up of about 200 members locally.
We had a report here on NPR just yesterday, as a matter of fact, about growth and construction in the Mountain West. And quite frankly, we're still trying to catch up, and we're probably going to try to be playing catch up for some time. The fact is, this is an attractive place to live for many people. I'm guessing these are very busy times in your industry. That said, growth can get out of hand pretty quick. So
yeah.
I'm guessing you have these conversations.
I mean, on like A1 standpoint, growth is an issue. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep up with employment and training and regulations and codes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting new rigs, getting a bigger building, training all of our office staff, and new construction has been booming, as you know.
But you got to do it right.
Absolutely.
You absolutely have to do it right. And sometimes new and growth equals cheap.
That's right.
So what qualifies a BCA member? What qualifies someone to be BCA? Who are
well, these? You go through the a board of directors to get approval, but you pay a membership fee, and with that membership fee, you're part of three associations, and it's local, state, and national. The National Association of Home Builders is one of the largest political associations, and you're
and
a
to
member.
Be clear, that means endorsements,
yes,
right? And
that's
and
absolutely
support
right.
of candidates or initiatives.
Yes,
yes, ballot initiatives.
Yep,
too. We're speaking with Tyson Garten with the Snake River Valley Building Contractors Association. We would love to hear from you on this. You can communicate with us via email, and that is idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or on Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters, or on our Facebook page, and that is Boise State Public Radio. Parade of Homes, most of us have heard of the Parade of Homes. Tell a novice what that is.
So, as you know, we are an association of home builders, and so the Parade of Homes is a platform that our builders can build their newest, their best. They go all out on these things.
So these are new homes,
brand new homes, brand new homes, and so you'll find out what's new in the industry: new countertops, the newest in flooring, the newest in heating, the newest in roofing, solar, all the good stuff, all the whistles and bells, if you will, on a home. And in a two-week period, and these builders start back in August and September of last year planning, and they build these homes. And we have 2 weeks to go through, and we invite the public to go through, meet the builder, meet the developer, meet the subcontractors out on the job. And then a lot of times, and like you know, Canyon County, it's a little more affordable out that. You get a little bit more for your buck, and it's an opportunity for our builders to showcase what they have. And what
are
they
scattered in different neighborhoods? Or
they are. They're all throughout the Canyon County.
And about what time of this is coming up, yes?
This starts June 7th and goes through the 23rd.
Excellent. Is it free?
So yeah, it's free to go. It's Monday through Friday, 5 to 8. You're more than welcome to go through the homes and meet the builders. And then on the weekends, it's noon to 8. And
I'm guessing that most of us would look at that almost like a Chinese menu. It's not as if I want that home, but I'm looking at these features or that possibility or this option.
Absolutely. We get a lot of home buyers and homeowners that just want to go in and take a look to see what's new, because they see yard stuff. They see the outdoor patio, the outdoor living things that are coming out into the market. So they're getting ideas for their own home.
You were talking a few minutes ago about finding qualified folks and developing staff, and Snake River Valley BCA gives out some scholarships to some schools, yes?
Absolutely. We're pretty proud of these. We give out scholarships to Boise State and CWI, the College of Idaho, and NNU. And these are scholarships really designed around our building industry. So students looking to get into engineering, building, construction management, design, or the trades, these students have access to those.
Can I assume that these are a pretty attractive jobs?
Absolutely. Yeah. High paying, absolutely.
And can I assume that more young men and women are attracted to these jobs?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah? Excellent. So Parade of Homes, again, where do we find the route? Is there a place to get some details?
Yeah. So if you go to the website, it's SnakeRiverValleyBCA.com, SRVBCA.com. There is a parade map. And then we also come out in the Idaho, the Press Tribune, the Thursday before the show. There's going to be a map, so you have a hard copy.
And one more time, what's the date or dates?
June 7th through the 23rd.
And do I need to sign up to do this?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So just those hours?
Those hours. You get online and
open the door and
just go on in.
Excellent.
Doors are all open.
Okay. We've been speaking with Tyson Garten with the Snake River Valley Building Contractors Association about the Parade of Homes and growth and the construction industry. Tyson, thank you so very much.
Thank you
for having
me. Have a great summer.
Okay, I'm George Prentice. You're listening to Idaho Matters.